a huge one, no doubt about it. Peter King here on 95.7 The Game. Raider fourth-round rookie Max Crosby had a little bit of a coming-out party, making him just the youngest next Raider to come out with a coming-out party. Josh Jacobs has basically been having one all year. You could say that Derek Carr is enjoying a returning-to-relevancy party all year. And, man, so is John Gruden, who was doing in year two everything, Peter, that didn't really happen in year one. Is there a win total that makes John Gruden the coach of the year?
I mean, there's probably eight guys we could talk about right now for coach of the year. And I don't know the answer to that. I think if they win 10, he's the coach of the year. Well, then what happens if John Harbaugh wins 13? I can't answer that question because I don't know. But I think the one thing I would say is that in my feeling, I was skeptical, obviously, as I think most people were about Gruden returning. Not skeptical that he wouldn't do a good job, but skeptical that that everybody looks at John Gruden as the great white whale and he's the best coach in football, you know, west of Belichick and all that stuff. And look, you know, I think John Gruden is a very good football coach, very good. But you got to have the players. And that's why I think that one of the best things, you know, and no one really knew at the time how good the match will be. And look, we're only, you know, 10 games into this. But I think the real key for the Raiders was the combination platter of Gruden and Mayock, because I think Mayock is the kind of guy who is so prepared and so smart that he can say to Gruden, John, and John obviously has the ability to do whatever he wants, but Mayock has the ability to be able to say, John, we're not doing this. Don't do this. And I think, I spent some time with Mayock and Gruden on day two of the draft this year, and Mayock twice in the first round of that draft, both with Josh Jacobs and with Jonathan Abram. You know, Gruden would have been fine if they ended up trading up a little bit, but Mayock said, hey, don't worry, we're going to get him, and they ended up getting him. So I think John Gruden needs to have somebody in that seat who he really, really trusts. And it isn't that he didn't think that McKenzie was good or anything like that, but he just didn't have that trust in him deep down. And so at this point, I think the whole Mayock thing, especially when you look at, and look, it isn't only Max Crosby, but you've seen Trayvon Mullen, who I think was like middle two. And then obviously, Foster Moreau has given him a great 1-2 combination at tight end. And obviously, you know, when you get Hunter Renfrow past the middle of the draft, I think he was a fifth-round guy. When you get him that low and he's playing as well as he is, I mean, that's an incredible bargain. If Hunter Renfrow had been the 35th pick in the draft instead of whatever he was, but, you know, 150 or 160 or whatever it is, I would have said, boy, what a great pick that was.
Yeah.
And now to get him where they got him, you know, I think the two teams in the NFL this year that I think when I look at are just having a good year as far as in the last couple of years, really, in terms of adding personnel and getting value for where they've added them, are Baltimore and Oakland. I think they've each done a great job, and it's showing. You know, if you can trade down a whole lot when you're the Baltimore Ravens in 2018 and get some incredibly valuable players and pieces, and when you can pick your franchise quarterback at number 32, that's a huge help to your franchise.
So all that assembled, Are the Raiders a team that has done well enough to take advantage of a relatively soft schedule when everybody thought at the beginning of the year that it was going to be difficult, or the team that's still minus 25 in point differential?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Ray. I think what they have to do is, you know, without being cliche-ish, but I think what they have to do is just say, okay, we got the Jets this week. Let's not worry about anything else other than how can we hit Sam Darnold 15 times on Sunday, and how can we stop the Jets on the road? And the Jets are playing a little bit better. So when you struggle to beat the Cincinnati Bengals at home, no win is a lock. And so I wouldn't be thinking too far ahead if I were the Raiders, you know, especially if the Chiefs were to lose tonight. I wouldn't be celebrating too much. I mean, it would be amazing if on, you know, November 19th or whatever it is, that the to see the Raiders ahead of the Chiefs in the AFC West and ahead of everybody. But you know, it's a credit to them for surviving that, the Bataan death march of the road trip and all that stuff. But I mean, they've really, really done a great job.